Okay, this is another tape in the series of the Michigan Supreme Court Historical Society, and this is tape number 3 with former Justice James L. Ryan. And we're going to start out today, Justice Ryan, I hope, talking about what some people call the chemistry of the court. And the word that I would like to focus on, if you're willing, is the concept of collegiality, which I sense is not widely understood in the terms of in this context, and which is an extremely important and interesting condition.
All right.
What was your thought about when you came on the court in late 75? It was at the toward the end of a period of great turmoil. Early in 75, there had been a rather abrupt change in leadership of the court when Thomas Matthew Kavanaugh was no longer Chief Justice. Then there came the death of him. Then there came the Swainson problem. And during this period, on came Justice Linimer, off went Kavanaugh, of course, because of his death. There was rancor over the change in leadership, and much distress, of course, occasioned by the allegations against Justice Swainson. And so by the time you got there, the court had been undermanned. There had been very divisive occurrence of activity within the court. Now, let's go on from there. When you walked through the door, what kind of a reception did you feel that you got? And from there on, let's just trace it down for a couple of years.
Well, turmoil is certainly the right word, Roger. There had been in the early part of 1975 a number of decisions rendered by the court when it was a court of just 5 persons because of the absence of Thomas Matthew Kavanaugh during his last illness, and then during his shortly after he died, before Larry Linimer was appointed his successor. And after Justice Swainson was formally accused in the federal court, he stepped down, recusing himself from hearing any cases. So there were a considerable number of cases decided by a 5-person court, and there was a question when the court, consisting of just 5, was divided 3-2 in a case, for example, whether a 3-person decision could be a binding precedent in the court, and whether it was binding in lower courts, in as much as a majority of the properly constituted court would have been 4 people. So that was a concern to the bench and bar for a considerable period of time. Then, of course, the events you've described, the tension in the court as a result of the necessity that the justices testify really against their colleague John Swainson. None of the testimony, as I understood it later, was personally accusing in any respect, but it was necessary that they give evidence. So there was a period of considerable upset and tension in the court. To answer your question directly, when I arrived near Christmas time in 1975, I was received warmly and enthusiastically, I thought, by everyone on the court. I think it wasn't so much any gesture toward me personally as it was a sense of relief on the court that the court would then be once again up to its full strength of 7 justices, and there would be no need to deal with these questions about the constitutionality of the court's decisions as to whether a majority, a real majority, was deciding cases when the court was divided. I had been I hope, appropriately critical of some of the work of the Supreme Court before I got there. Not in any destructive fashion, I hope, but I didn't make any public issue of it, but along with a good many other lawyers in Michigan, I had felt that for a relatively substantial period of time, maybe 10 years or so, the justices seemed to be personally at one another's throats, if that can be measured by the rhetoric in the opinions. There were some colorful personalities on the court. The rumor mill around the judiciary was that there had even been the threat of physical violence in one of the conferences some years earlier, and that was kind of the signature which was hung on the court, whether justifiable or not. And I was determined, when it turned out that I was appointed, to try to be a contributor to an effort to restore to the Supreme Court the appearance of dignity and importance and solidarity and collegiality that most of us thought a Supreme Court should have. I was welcomed, as I said, very warmly, seated around the table on the day I arrived, as I think we said yesterday, were Chief Justice Coleman, Justice Thomas Giles Kavanaugh, Justice G. Menon Williams, Justice Charles Levin, Justice Lawrence Lindemer, and Justice John Fitzgerald. The collegiality of the court. It takes, in my judgment, a reasonably bright and capable lawyer who comes to a body like the Supreme Court a minimum of 3 and maybe 5 years to really understand the nature of the work. One can understand it in a technical sense, that there's a necessity to entertain oral argument, to consider the arguments, to read carefully, to study, to write, to confer. But the nuances of collegial decision-making are very, very subtle.
Does this have something to do with what people more frequently call a chemistry of a court? It's been said, for example, that in a court of this nature, in a review court with 6, 7, 8 people, when there's one change, it changes the chemistry. Does that suggest anything that's pertinent to a